To purchase a ticket or for more information, contact us at 318-445-8634 or visit us on the web at stmbc.org. Again, that's 318-445-8634 or visit us on the web at stmbc.org.
The St. Matthews Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Hi, I'm Marcus Mabee, and this is a Live Hope Minute. We live in a very noisy world, right? When do you ever get a moment of silence? For me, I jump in the car and turn on the radio, or I get home and turn on some music. It's rarely quiet. Do you ever wonder if anyone can hear what's going on in your heart? It takes a lot of focus and concerted effort for someone to stop what they're doing and really listen. Hope says that God listens. He hears us. He hears your prayers, your cries. Listen to Psalm 10:17, which says, Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will hear their cries and comfort them. God knows what's going on with you, and he hears your cries. Now, to live out this hope, it's your job now to find someone else and listen to them. Be God to someone else by turning off the radio or the TV, set down your cell phone, and look them straight in the eye and really listen.
This is what it means to live hope.
We've got a lot of birthdays for the entire weekend to get to, so let's get right into it. Happy birthday on this August 30th morning to Emma Padgett, celebrating her 67th. Shaterica Scobie is 32 today. Cynthia Sanford is 60. Christopher Wayford's 42. Nikema Hollingsworth is 40. Shaterica Jones, happy birthday. Nia Brochette is 25. Brother Wayne Senville, he's 59. Good morning. Happy birthday to Monster Black. He's 31. Happy birthday to all of you today. Now, tomorrow, it's Brother Leroy Williams Sr.'s birthday. My frat Michael Houston celebrates his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. Billy Bell celebrates a birthday tomorrow. Geraldine Brown is having a birthday on Saturday. So does Trisha Lewis. My longtime friend Christy Gabor Atwood, happy birthday on Saturday. It's about that time to shine. Jackie and Linda White both having birthdays. Linda's turning 56, by the way. Brandy Fat Girl Shelton will be 24 tomorrow. Lizelle Lilith is celebrating a birthday. Kimberly Siobhan, Arissa Simone Daly, both having birthdays. Arissa will be 30. And Kansas Sylvain. Candace celebrates her birthday on Saturday. Sunday birthdays will include Flora S. Keys, Rosalind Dion Wells Smith, Barbara Russell, Nikita Davis, Lisa Crawford, Alan Kenneth Lee, Carolyn Williams, Keisha Prejean, Lakeisha Polk, Angela Sykes, Candace Vince Johnson, Patty, William Matthews, Sunshine, Andre Young, all celebrating birthdays on Sunday, as well as Derek Shepherd, who will be celebrating a birthday on Sunday as well. Let's say happy birthday to all of our birthday people.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash. Let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, yesterday we started talking about maintaining your passion without losing your cool. Author and speaker Lisa Bevere wrote from Be Angry But Don't Blow It. She starts with James 1 and 19. Remember this, my dear brothers. Everyone must be quick to listen, but slow to speak and slow to become angry. Man's anger does not achieve God's righteous purpose. As a matter of fact, when an injustice is done to you, you want to make it right, but anger is not the solution. There are some things that you can do that we started talking about yesterday that you can do to curb your anger. Let's continue in that. Number 4, learn from your mistakes. This is actually a natural progression of taking responsibility. And whenever you take responsibility for your action and your own anger, You're in a position to grow from any mistake or misstep that you may have taken. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 24:16, "For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again." You don't take a misstep and fall and don't get back up, all right? Learn from some things that you've done. Number five, forgive yourself and others. Forgive those who've hurt you. In Luke 17:4, Jesus says, "If your friend sins against you," your brother or your friend, "sins against you seven times in a day and seven times comes back and says, 'I repent,' you got to forgive him. You got to let it go. I don't care how many times he comes back. Even if he repeats his offense, you got to forgive." Number six, step out of the way and make room for God. When a situation still seems hopeless after you've forgiven and you've done everything that you can to reconcile a situation and you're in a position, step back and echo the words of David, the king of Israel. He said, "May the Lord judge between me and you. May the Lord avenge the wrongs you've done to me, but my hand will not touch you." That's 1 Samuel 24:12. God is going to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in our lives. We'll live in frustration and anger if we think we're doing what God is supposed to do. In other words, let God be God. Amen? Amen. I hope that that blessed you as much as it blessed me. Lisa Bevere from Be Angry, But Don't Blow It, on maintaining your passion without losing your cool. Hey, that's it, and that's all for today. I hope that you enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the wondrous Labor Day weekend that lies ahead of us. We are just so pleased that you decided to join us today. We hope that you'll join us again on Monday. I'll be back here bright and early for more of the Wade Hampton Show following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Until then, remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. You know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Looking for a wonderful place to come and worship and get your praise on? The gem is waiting for you. Global Impact Ministries at 1819 Memorial Drive at the corner of Sturks and Memorial. Pastor Said and Dee Dee Jefferson would love to see you at 10:30 a.m. this Sunday. I'll be there, and I'd like to see you there as well. Hey, listen, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life. We'll see you Monday.
K-A-Y-T-F-M. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? Cause at the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord.
At the mention of your name,
at the mention of your name, every knee will bow,
every knee,
every tongue confess,
yeah,
that you are Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus, you are Lord.
Yes, you are.
Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you belong. Yeshua. Yeah.
At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are, Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are, Lord.
FM.